Number seven, meditate. Now, before you read too much into this, meditation is not some complex, esoteric thing. Meditation is a very simple practice. The reason I bring meditation in here is it's basically a way for us to stop, let our brain recuperate, sort of integrate things that need integrating in order to be able to step away from a problem and go forward. What the best way I can describe it to you is by pretty much telling you, what is meditation not? Meditation is not an escape. Many people will use meditation and say, well, I've got all these problems. I need to go meditate. I need to escape from them. I need to get away. But really, meditation is a way for your brain to sort of reset. The reason there's mantras in there is for focus. And one of the best ways that you can utilize it is to sit down in a quiet place and go through any type of mantra that you want to find, whether you want to go through some tradition, whether you want to repeat the name of God in your head, whether you want to do ohms all the time. But some way to allow your brain to just focus without getting too caught up in all the little stuff going on around you, and give it a few minutes to sort of reset itself and go ahead and integrate all these different things that have been going on. It's a lovely practice in order to just center your mind the same way that I've taught you to center yourself with your breath in order to go forward. Think of it in such a way as if you've got a problem you're stewing on and you can't figure it out, say even if it's something as simple as a crossword puzzle or a Sudoku that you might be doing, and you get up and you walk away for a little while. Half an hour later, you come back and you sit down and you go, oh, of course, it's obvious. Because you went and focused on something else and your brain sat there in the background working on it. Meditation can work in a similar way. Now, there's many different traditions out there. I've followed the science of spirituality form of meditation, which tends to meditate on light and sound. But there's many different ways. People talk about transcendental. People talk about doing it through Buddhist meditation. I've met and seen many different ways to meditate. You pick one that seems to work for you. But just remember, it's something that's supposed to be very simple to sit down, quiet your mind, quiet the noise a little bit, and allow everything to just integrate so that you can go forward and solve the problems that are sitting before you. Don't use it to try to get away from things. Use it as a problem-solving tool, because that's one of the greatest things that it can be for you, and it can allow you to reconnect with yourself internally. It can allow you to connect with your breath. It can allow you to connect with the inner self, as it were, in order for you to just have a greater awareness of everything that's going on. A lot of stuff in health and a lot of stuff in longevity, you can already tell in these first seven videos, is a lot about having awareness of yourself internally so that you kind of give yourself the tools to read your own feedback to go forward. When you first do meditation, I'd encourage you to just go and do 5 minutes of it. If you want to sit down and try to do great lengths of meditation, please, you're certainly welcome to, like everything else in this course. Take it as far as you want it. Just don't do too little. I tell you, find a place where you can sit down in the quiet without getting disturbed. Close your eyes. Try to get away from a lot of outside stimuli and just find some mantra, some om, some type of thing you could repeat to yourself. A lot of Christians may use it in forms of prayer. And go ahead and focus on that for about 5 minutes, set a timer, and allow your brain to just integrate. If there's a problem you're stewing on, one of the old things they used to say was think of it before you go to sleep and your brain will focus on it. Don't hesitate to think on it a little bit before you go into meditation, but then don't focus on it while you're in the meditation. Focus on whatever you're chanting to yourself and do it very quietly inside your head, and allow your brain to focus. When you come out of it, sometimes you have great insight. It's not a cure for that, obviously, but it allows your brain to step away, get a little objective viewpoint, and go forward. In the comments below, leave me some comment if you've tried what I've told you, how your experience was. If you have a form of meditation that you think is great and you want to recommend, please go ahead and put all that in there. We'd love to see what everybody's doing. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss any more of these tips that are coming out. We've got many more days after this. This is only number 7. And if you know anybody that would benefit this, please share it to them so we can get health and longevity out to as many people as possible.